This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 2nd of May. Parents will be able to see social media through the eyes of their teenage children using a new tool exposing how young people can be surrounded by misogynistic content that promotes harmful attitudes towards women. The federal government has also committed $925 million over the next 5 years to make a Leaving Violence program, offering women $5,000 to help them rebuild after fleeing for their lives permanent as a part of a raft of new measures to tackle domestic and family violence. Anthony Albanese announced the investment and confirmed states and territories had agreed to strengthen consequences for perpetrators and improve justice responses, such as reviewing bail laws following an emergency national cabinet meeting on Wednesday. Staff shortages, lenient consequences for poor behaviour, and the false perception educators get 12 weeks off a year are some of the systematic issues driving disrespect in the classroom. Teachers and principals say they are being abused, threatened, and bullied regularly by students and their parents, causing some to quit their jobs, while others say they are being called lazy because they're unable to meet unprecedented demands. Education experts have described the trend as a vicious cycle, blaming excessive workloads and societal issues for tarnishing the profession's reputation. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queenslanders won't pay a cent for electricity from July, with Premier Stephen Miles doubling the state's power rebate to $1,000 in a major $2.5 billion pre-election cash splash. Mr. Miles will unveil the major commitment to hand all Queensland households a $1,000 rebate on their power bill, almost double the $550 rebate announced in last year's budget. It will be applied to household bills from July, with Mr. Miles trumpeting the announcement and declaring most Queenslanders will not pay a single cent on their first power bill next financial year. And South Australian mums and dads are less likely to yell at their kids or feel guilty about how much time they spend together than parents elsewhere in the country. However, concerns about finances and how screen time affects children are higher in South Australia. The results of a nationwide survey of more than 8,300 parents and carers have laid bare the impact of rising living costs, sleep deprivation, technology, and other challenges on Aussie families.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.